and spend all that debt. It's hard to pay it back. So now Joe Biden wants to forgive it. We'll get your calls back on that in just a moment. Stay put. We'll get to you. 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. You might have noticed something else going on in our society. It's this shift, a societal shift towards the acceptance of cannabis, marijuana, smoking weed. And there's a move right now, Kevin. In fact, even lawmakers in Congress, you got guys like Congressman Matt Gaetz, they're proposing relaxing the rules on marijuana in the military. And a lot of veterans are like, yeah, I like that idea. I think it makes sense. I wonder how many people are opposed to it, but it is a movement that is getting bipartisan support.
Hey, Tom, smoke them if you got them. You know, we talk about recruitment problems like crazy. Why aren't people going into the military? We also know that marijuana has been legalized in so many states. We know that more young people are smoking marijuana than before. We talk about this in a variety of different stories. So when you put it all together, it kind of makes sense that the military would be having recruiting problems if you can't pass a test for marijuana. So you know, Matt Gaetz, he's like, hey, let's do away with it. Let's change the rules. Joining us now is Jerry Joyner, better known as the J-Man, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and host of Weed and Whiskey TV. Welcome, J-Man. What's going on?
Thanks, Kevin, Tom, for having me on again.
Appreciate you being here. I'm gonna take a wild guess and say you support this bipartisan legislation?
Yes, I do, along with 88% of Americans. A recent Pew Research survey said that 88% of Americans think that cannabis should be legal. And I'm thinking, like, wow, man, Americans finally agree on something. We've been so divided on everything. Weed's brought everybody together.
So what are the concerns? You know, whether it's, you know, operating heavy machinery or machine guns, things like that. Is there some people who just think if you use marijuana, you're going to be high all the time?
You know, there's certainly a stereotype of people that think marijuana, when you say cannabis, marijuana, weed, everybody thinks of a bong or a joint and a Cheech and Chong moment. But society's changed as cannabis has changed. You know, it's not just the military that's having recruitment problems. Major corporations, IBM, Microsoft, Trader Joe's, Kroger's, Target, they've all removed marijuana from pre-employment. In other words, if you tested positive, if they tested you for marijuana, you couldn't have and you tested positive, you couldn't have a job. Well, they've pretty much eliminated that because it doesn't mean that we're giving soldiers a bong to take out on the front line in their backpack, okay? It just means they may have tried this at some point, and they want to apply to enlist, or they want to apply for a job, and we don't want to eliminate those candidates. The FBI, this is so interesting, the FBI originally said you could never have touched marijuana and be a special agent. And then they said you couldn't have used any in 5 years. In 2021, they said you couldn't have used marijuana in the last year. CIA, 30 days. NSA, hey, just leave it in the car before you come in the building. Please hack into the things and do what you do for us. So, you know, our law enforcement people are having to change this, and it's little wonder the military is doing the same thing.
Military is really an elite area of our, you know, our society. Do you think there are any potential negative consequences for service members specifically if they stop testing for cannabis in the military?
Well, you know, we don't test guys for alcohol. We don't test guys for Adderall. We don't test them for Xanax. Using it when you're in the field, using it when you're on active duty, just like many occupations, I think that needs to be monitored. And they think that they need to have random drug tests to make people accountable, especially in regulated positions. If you're a pilot, you're a driver of a piece of equipment, whether it's military or not, we've got to use common sense. That's, guys, that's what we need to test for, is common sense.
Yeah, because those are some serious positions within the military. So we were promised in 2018 here in Michigan that the legalization of recreational use of marijuana would have zero health consequences. Yet we've seen a lot of things happen since then. Those emergency room visits are up with marijuana intoxication. Addiction has gone up. Psychotic episodes have gone up. How do you address those types of issues? People say, well, marijuana is not addictive, for example. Do you think it is?
It's got to be. Guys, I've been using it for 49 and a half years, almost a half a century. I've been using cannabis on a daily basis. But I've been able to be fortunate to run several successful businesses during that time. Yes, there are more incidences of emergency room visits and issues of people overindulging. But it still pales in comparison to the amount of emergency room visits for alcohol-related incidences or injuries or accidents.
Yeah, we hear from people who have used marijuana to stop, not stop their alcohol addiction, but to replace alcohol. And they've seem to have a better life with marijuana than they did with alcohol. We've heard of stories of people addicted to pills to cope with PTSD. Are people using marijuana to try and get off their addiction to pills?
There certainly is a lot of evidence that's showing us our veterans are certainly able to quit using opioids when they've gotten on some cannabis or CBD or even now psilocybin regimen of microdosing. Again, you got to use common sense and moderation. You know, I use a lot of cannabis. I take a couple of whiskey shots, and my wife looks at me and says, "Hey, man, no more for you." So you got to use common sense with these things and not do these things when you're in the middle of your job when it's important. But when it's a relaxation thing or it's for medicinal reasons, I think that more and more people are accepting this, and employers have got to go along with it.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you. You got to use common sense, but are we as a society, have we proven ourselves to be able to use common sense when it comes to you know, people don't want to call this a drug, but let's just say it, you know, for this purpose of conversation, are we able to have common sense when it comes to the use of marijuana and police ourselves?
No, I don't think so. The same thing with alcohol, same thing with driving, eating fast foods. We as a society have got to do a little bit better job of policing ourselves first. But, you know, let me kind of close out with this. I don't think anybody in the world wants a pilot in a B-1 or B-2 bomber with nuclear warheads imbibing in any kind of substances, whether it's marijuana, alcohol, and having problems at home. We want those guys to be as clear-headed as they can be because they control the fate of the world sometimes in their hands. So we've got to use good judgment on all this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Jerry Joyner, outspoken advocate, for, of course, for the marijuana industry and the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. Appreciate it, Jerry. Good to talk with you. Thanks.
Anytime, Kevin, Tom, thank you.
All right, have a good one.
So, Tom, you can test alcohol on the spot and see how drunk somebody is, right?
Yes,
their blood alcohol level. Can you do that with marijuana?
No, it's like